All right, my good people. Today is Sunday, October 27th. Sir Earl coming to you with another podcast. And some people, a few people get offended by this today. Some people will say, hell yeah, you're right. Okay. The subject of this podcast today is why do we need women in our lives? Okay. The bottom line is this, okay? Women run everything within our household. We'll put it that way. If you think that's not true, you're either too young or too stupid to realize it, okay, as a guy. A lady lets you think you're the king of the castle. She lets you play your role. She let a man be a man, whereas in reality, they have instincts that we will never have. They have caring and nurturing abilities, which we'll never have. Now, that's not to say guys don't care and support and do their best and provide. We were born providers. But what I'm saying is, when all the shit hit the fan and things need to be taken care of, think about it this way. If you get sick in a household, you, your wife, your kids, everything will still function. No problems. She'll take care of you. She'll nurse you back to good health. She'll still get the kids to school on time. She'll still cook. She'll still do all those things. Okay. Now let her get sick. You can't even decide which pair of underwear you're gonna put on, because she's there to tell you or lay them out or do all those things. Now, I'm not saying this is all relationships. I'm saying majority of the relationships. If the one, if you're the king of your castle, it's because she lets you believe that you're the king of your castle. And the best woman is a woman that doesn't degrade a man, doesn't put a man down, lets a man be a man, let a man feel he's in charge of everything. It's like if you and her sit down and y'all come up with a game plan, and your game plan is stupid, she's not gonna tell you that. She's gonna let you do it. She's gonna go behind you. She's gonna fix it, and she'll never say, "I told you so." At least majority of them won't. They'll never say, "I told you so." They expect it to be screwed up, and they expect to have to fix it. That's who they are. That's what they do. So I found it to be true, more so this last incident that I had where I was in the hospital, and the nurturing soul that she had to help me get back to health. I mean, I lost a lot of weight. I was very sick. I was told several times that, I came so close to death. It was not, it was a matter of not hours, but minutes that I could have died. And this whole project, this whole process since I've been released from the hospital, she's been so caring and so nurturing. Now, why is that? Women have a nurturing, caring by nature. It's given to them. It's the reason that God didn't design men to have kids. We don't have that. They do. And when they take on a husband or someone that they care about, it's just in their nature. When they care, they'll do anything for you. They'll have your back 100%. They'll make things possible that used to not be possible. And I know firsthand in owning a business, you'll go out, you'll handle the roughest and toughest of them all. You'll fight the fight. You'll grind. You'll do whatever it takes. But when you come home, you need that warm, caring rub on your back, telling you, "Oh, it's okay. It'll be okay. Get back out there tomorrow. Things will be all right. We're gonna make it. Don't worry about it. I got it." Those are the things that give you the strength to go back out and tackle the world tomorrow. Now, let's say on the opposite side, and I had this when I was married. You're having a rough day, and you go home, and all you hear is nagging. "Well, you need to shut that down if it ain't really doing good," and yada, 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 yada. You don't want to hear that after a very tough day, no matter what it is, no matter if you own a business, if you work for somebody and you had a rough day, you don't want to get kicked in your chest during the day and kicked in your balls when you get home at night. You just can't take both. You know, when we get sick, okay, let's say we get sick, even a common cold, who's the first person you want? Your wife. You want her to take care of you, cook and give you medicine and take your temperature and all that stuff. The second person you want is your mama. You know what I mean? Doing the same things. The only reason you don't want mama first is because it offends the wife. And they will do it, and they will do it lovingly and caringly as they can. Let's go back to when you were a child and you were running, and let's say you skinned your knee. Mama would put some alcohol on it, or back in my day, mercurochrome, which was the red stuff that didn't burn. And daddy would say, boy, get your ass back out there and play. And that little old scratch ain't never killed nobody. What is your problem? Man up, you know, blood. We men, we have this more logical, nonchalant, tough exterior because that's the way men have to be. Women, they're always more caring. They're always more nurturing. And that plays great in some instances. And in some instances, it doesn't play so great. But, you know, they have the things that we do not, as men, are even equipped with. They have a giving spirit. They have instincts. You ever had your significant other woman say, you know, you meet a person, a friend, a guy, and she just take one look at him and say, I don't like him. He's too sneaky. And you go, you ain't never even talked to the guy. You don't know him. And 2, 3, 4 months later, you find out the guy was sneaky. And she picked that up right away. You know, the instinct is second to none, most of them. You know, what kills me a lot of times is, and I'm quite sure a lot of guys go through this, they could take your check or they could take your debit card, credit card. They can go to the store. They could shop, and then they could sign for it, okay? Chie sounds just like an Asian name. Sounds nothing like Earl. But she could take my stuff and go to the store and shop and sign her name. She don't even have to forge my name. She signs her name. Never a question. Give her everything she wants. You go in and try to use your own stuff, your own credit card, your own checks. Man, they want your right arm. They want your DNA. They want you to bring your mom in there. They want your fourth grade lunch card. They want everything in the book for you to utilize your own stuff. Whereas them, they never ask a question. Next time, if you notice, go to the store. Give the cashier money. And especially if it's a lady cashier, she will not give you back your change. She will give it to your wife or the woman that you're with. It's all a conspiracy. They all think alike. And, you know, I was told by a guy before, no matter what, if you and your wife or girlfriend are in a argument during the week, no matter what, you're going to apologize by Thursday. Guarantee you whether you are right or wrong. Reason being, you want to cuddle up. You want to, you know, be on good terms come the weekend. They can hold out. They can hold out. But you're going to apologize. Yep, you're right. I'm an asshole. I don't know why I did it, but I did it. I'm sorry. Yes, I was wrong for that. And let's try to move on. They can hold out because they know what your needs are. Men have three needs, basically. Eat, well, in this order. Eat, sex, and watch TV. And as long as those things are in order, and they're being provided. We have nothing to fuss about. Women are a lot more complex because they handle a lot more complex things. They got the kids running around. They're trying to make dinner. They're trying to get you situated, picking out your stuff, your clothes for tomorrow. And, you know, it's just they have a lot going on. So the simplicity of what we as men need is so much more simpler than theirs. They get the food, the TV, and the sex knocked out, and we're set. They're still working. It's, you know, on the weekend, you're laying around, you're watching a football game. They're working. They're vacuuming. They're picking up. They're saying the house smells, it's dirty, and you're going, hey, I don't smell anything. Smell all right to me. And they just have this drive of having things right within their life and their household that we as men will never, ever, ever understand. So we can try. It's like me looking at a pregnant woman. I could tell she's miserable, but I can never be pregnant, so doesn't apply to me. We don't look at the actuality of how much they do, how much they work, if we need errands ran for us, if we need this picked out, if we need a pat on the back, if we need a kick in the ass, if we need food right away, if we need something to drink, we need a beer, they're there to provide that for us. And we'll do it most times argument-free. It's us of being unappreciative that creates the argument, as long as you show them that you appreciate them and all the things that they do, they will continue to break their back for you. They will continue to do all the things that make that particular household and husband and kids run smoothly and efficiently. They were made that way. They were designed that way by God. We don't have that. We, you know, our clothes are not dirty until they smell. And y'all know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Have a pair of holy underwear and let her speak on them one time. She ain't going to speak more than one, but she'll say, why are you wearing those holy underwear? And you will say, they're comfortable. It took me a long time to get these broken in. They're just how I like them. She won't say nothing else. You look around, you will never see those underwear again. As soon as you're not looking, she will throw them away, okay? And then claim she don't know what happened to them. Money in your pocket before she washed clothes, that's hers. You'll never get it back. She'll take that and say, oh, I found this. How you find money in my pocket? Women offer a unique blend and a unique perspective to a relationship. And the only way that that's not noticed if it goes unappreciated. Well, I know from being married, and then I'm married for 12 years. I've been with Chie for 16 years. And I see the difference in me as a person in what that support and what all that brings to the table and what it did before. Now, I'm not saying that my ex-wife is a bad person. I'm saying that the support that I needed and the things that I felt made me a better person are better matched with Chie. And I told my ex-wife when we got a divorce, that person that you want, that makes you more complete, that makes you whole, I really hope you'll find that person because, you know, she's not a bad person at all. But you have to find the one that matches with you. If your flow is not easier because your mate makes it easier, you have the wrong mate. Move on. Find someone that fits more into your plans, all right? So that's just my little spiel on the appreciation that I feel women bring to a relationship. Like I said, some people, women, all women will agree. Some guys will agree, some won't. That means you're either too young or too stupid to realize it. But you will. One day you will. All right. To sign it off, seeing you guys next week. keep it safe, keep it positive, and let's support one another, and let's keep things positive, all right? Until next week, Sir Earl, I'm out. Peace.